Kansas State University researchers and representatives of Kansas wheat have published updated findings on the value of feeding wheat to pigs. What they've found is good news for swine producers and wheat growers. According to Joel DeRusci, a swine specialist for K-State Research and Extension, our data collected from 2014 to 2020 suggests that wheat's mean energy content is 99% and 98% of corn for digestible energy and metabolizable energy, respectively. The bottom line, wheat can be used at a similar rate as corn in those areas where wheat is available without a major decrease in the diet energy density. DeRusci said the use of wheat co-products for the milling industry is a common practice in feeding livestock. For wheat, there are many different classifications of co-products, such as wheat middlings, wheat millrun, wheat shorts, and wheat red dog. K-State formed a partnership with Kansas Wheat to update what is known about the nutritional value of wheat and wheat co-products. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said wheat milling co-products, including bran, middlings, and shorts, provide nutritional value. In particular, those products have high phosphorus content, which results in less supplemental phosphorus in the diet and reduced costs for the producer. The two organizations have published the updated research in three fact sheets now available online from Kansas State University. The three publications are Wheat Nutritional Properties, Co-Product Nutritional Properties, and Off-Quality Utilization. According to DeRusci, key findings in the fact sheets include wheat contains higher levels of crude protein and amino acids compared to other cereal grains. He said this allows for less soybean meal inclusion in the diet. Wheat's standard allele digestibility of amino acids is similar to corn, but greater than barley and sorghum. The phosphorus content of wheat is 0.27% and has very high digestible phosphorus because it contains intrinsic phytase. Pelleted wheat diets have been found to have significantly greater pellet durability index, as much as 33.1 compared to corn-based diets. DeRusci said even if wheat is not used as the main cereal grain in a swine diet, it can be incorporated into diets as a pelleting aid. Harries notes that the updated findings on feeding wheat to swine provides valuable new information for swine feeders. He said it allows farmers to consider swine feeding as an alternative marketplace for their wheat. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.